Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The Honorable Mr. Johnson will begin your hearing very shortly, sir, so just hold on.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. You're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record, sir?
30,270, your office.
Would you say that number again for us, sir?
30,270.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her, coming down, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, sir. And to my immediate left is the Honorable David Nils, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair this morning, sir. I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and then I'm going to ask you to verify the information that I'm going over. Then I'm going to come back to you, sir, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay.
This is a hearing for an absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. Mr. Rose is currently serving a life sentence in the Department of Correction. He's serving for two counts of murder, which were to run consecutively. The sentence began in May 16th of 1983. He became parole eligible on both of those sentences since they are running concurrent. On May 15th of 08, he served a five-year sentence, which is already expired for escape second degree. That sentence ended, the sentence end date on that was September 28, 1985. However, he became parole eligible on January 29, 1984. According to the Institutional Progress Report, the inmate has plans to live with his brother. The inmate will find a job that relates to welding. Inmate claims he does not have any program. The inmate's family will help him at the beginning until the inmate finds work. It does only show on the Institutional Progress Report, only shows one class that he actually has. He has had several violations in the last 5 years since 1912. However, according to the Ames Report, there is some classes that he actually took. It shows that in 2016, he had a class with changing peers. Looks like self-confidence buildings were programs that he took in 2016. And then it looks like in 2015, he also had two classes that he actually took. So he does have a minimal amount of classes that he's actually taken during the time that he's actually been incarcerated. According to the Ames report, in his discipline record, he does have 3.5 pages of disciplinary actions starting from 1985. Shows that currently, in August of 1987, he had a disciplined verbal, which was informally resolved. In December of 16, he had an harassment, which was a major. He was found guilty on 2016 of March or April. He had a refusal for programming, which was informally resolved. He had two of those in 16. He had another one in 2015. And then in also August 17th of 2015, he had a disorderly conduct, which he was found guilty of, which was a major offense. He's had several parole board hearings. He had a parole hearing in 1985 for a 412B, which was to move to his next consecutive sentence, which was denied. It was denied in November of 83 and March of 84, it was denied. And then, and looks like June of 84, he was granted parole to his next consecutive sentence, which he is currently serving at this time. He did have a commutation hearing in 02 as well as one in 07, and both of those were not passed on to phase two. Since 1907, he's had a total of 19 hearings for parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, which were all denied. According to the court documents and information that we have, this was an incident that occurred. I'm going to go over some information that we have in the pre-sentence report, which states that while he was on probation, this has to do with previous crimes that were committed. While he was on probation, August of 1970, he burglarized a Tucson convenience store. Then on September 15, 1970, he sold an unusable quantity of marijuana to undercover agents. And then on November of 1970, he pled guilty to burglary and pled guilty to unlawful possession of narcotic drugs to sell. He was sentenced to 10 to 12 years in the Arizona State Prison. Concurrently on both of those charges, he was paroled on December 19th of 1975 when he was arrested in February of 1976 for stealing 3 1-pound packages of bacon in a supermarket. He went to trial, petty theft. And then on May 21st of 1946, he was given 4 to 5 year sentence in the Arizona State Prison. As of February 6th of 1976, his maximum release date under the prior was to be 10 to 12 years was September 4th, 1976. The current offense, which he is currently serving time for, includes the two murders and violence incident, which states that on September 11, 1978, almost 2.5 months after he had been absconded from the Department of Corrections, he was going to sell a quantity of heroin from the obtained a quantity of heroin from a connection, purportedly to sell it to a male victim. The defendant then decided that he would rip off the buyer, fill the balloon with dirt, and sold it to the male victim for $65, keeping the actual heroin himself. And when the buyer subsequently realized that he had been duped and complained to the defendant, the pair had a confrontation at the defendant's mother's residence on the night of September 12, 1978. Then the following day on September 13, 1978, about 1:30 p.m., the buyer's brother observed the defendant wearing a hat with a red or black band seated in the back seat of a car driven by the buyer with the buyer's girlfriend also seated in the front passenger seat. That afternoon, apparently while the buyer and his girlfriend waited for him in their car, the defendant saw a gun from an acquaintance in the area of North Riverview in Tucson, a sharp, found white. Police responded to the area of 12th block of North Riverview and found a white 1964 automobile with a male and female in the front seat, each shot once in the head, and the female was declared dead at 2:47 p.m. and the male was critical in condition at a local hospital until he expired. Subsequently, the defendant was arrested and charged with this offense. The defendant denied having known either of the two victims, denies having had any role in their death. He maintained that he never killed anybody. Sir, is that an accurate depreciation of what occurred in that period of time, or Mr. Rebels?
Yes.
Is that an accurate depreciation of what occurred during that period of time?
No, it's all a bunch of lies.
Okay. So what's not true about that, sir?
The whole thing is all a bunch of lies.
Okay, when you say, can you tell me what occurred during that period of time?
Nothing occurred. I'm being false arrested.
You were false arrested?
For 38 years.
So you denied any involvement in this incident prior to that, sir?
Yeah, it's all lies. I'm a judge and everybody. They brought the jury and they asked the witnesses about me and nobody said nothing about me. Mm.
What about your prior criminal history, sir?
I don't have no prior history criminal.
Sir, you were not previously arrested and previously served time in the Arizona State Prison prior to this?
It's all lies.
Okay, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Sir, seeing the board has no additional questions at this time, we're going to be going into discussion, sir. I'm going to give you the opportunity prior to going into discussion, sir, to see if there's anything else that you'd like to say to this board, any information you'd like to present to this board prior to going into discussion, sir. Is there any information you'd like to tell this board, anything you'd like to say to this board, sir, prior to going into discussion?
I've been 68 years locked up for nothing. I'm innocent.
Okay. Is that the only information, sir?
That's it.
Okay.
I got a job and a place to live.
Okay, so what's the job and place to live you have, sir?
At 1301 at Rio Drive in Tucson. I have landscaping and I have welding.
Okay, sir. Is your family in Tucson?
Yes.
And so is your family, I know you say that your family say they would be supportive of you, sir, but I didn't notice any letters or anything in the file from your family, or there's none of your family that are here, sir. Is there a reason why there's no supportive letters or information about your family here?
I'm living by myself.
You're going to live by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Is that just an empty house, or whose house is that?
1301 at Rio Drive, Tucson.
I understand, sir, but you say who lives there now?
My brother.
So will you be staying with your brother, or?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, you said that your family would support you until you were able to get a job and get on your feet. I was asking, why is there no information of family support that we have included in your packet, or why isn't any of your family here in support, sir?
Because they told me I was coming to the parole board the 8th, and they called me right now in the morning.
So, sir, you had some previous appearances at the parole board. Was your family there, or were there previous letters that your family wrote in support, sir?
Yes, they wrote letters, but they're all dead now.
Okay.
They died of old age.
All right, sir. Thank you. The board's going to go into discussion. Mr. Quinones?
Yes, sir. In Mr. Robles, there's reference here in your Ames report of an attempted escape in 2009. Did that happen?
No, it's a bunch of lies.
Have you ever used heroin?
Never in my life. Never used no drugs. I don't smoke no cigarettes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so the board's going to go into discussion.
So may I just insert this, Mr. Chairman, is that Mr. Robles was notified of this hearing back on November the 2nd of 2017. He said that he only heard of it just a few days ago, but he actually signed it, or someone signed on his behalf, which we believe is his signature, is dated November 2nd, 2017. Just on the record, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you. I do see that he was notified and that there's a signature on here as well as a signature of the CO3 as witnessing this incident back on November 2nd of 2017. The board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Rubble. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, and the board will make a decision as to whether to grant or deny your parole at this time, sir. So the board's now in discussion. Mr. Ruggles was convicted of this crime and of the double homicide as well as the escape that he had on his record. He does have an extensive record. He has had an extensive record since he's been incarcerated, according to the Ames report, with the most recent being in 16. I do want to just go on the record just to say, although he denies and he says everything is a lie and just all made up, that he has a criminal history dating back to, looks like 1967, where he was charged with destruction of city property, 1967. On 11-9 of 67, he had a petty theft. I had read some of the things earlier that he was involved in. And 12 December 19th of 67, he was involved in a petty theft with a prior. August of 17th of 1968, he had disorderly conduct for fighting, disorderly conduct with loud and amp profane, and a minor possession of alcohol. Looks like in August of 1968, he had a warrant for burglary. He was arrested for a warrant of assault with a deadly weapon. In November of 1968, he had a burglary in the second degree. Looks like May of 1970, he had a forgery. He has still several phases of criminal history that he has going all the way up until the time of 1981, when he had the escape second degree, which was at the prison complex in Phoenix. Then he had two counts of murder, first degree, in which he was charged with, which he's currently incarcerated on at this time. So I just want to state, based on that information and based on Mr. Robles' continual denial that everything was made up and a lie, he denies having a criminal history, he denies being involved in any drug use, he denies having been involved in the crime that he's currently incarcerated on, and he actually denies the tickets that he says that he actually received in DC and the Department of Corrections, basically saying that it's all made up and a bunch of lies. Therefore, I do not feel like it would be in the best interest for Mr. Robles to be released back into the community. That it would not be, I do not believe that he would be released back in the community and not be involved in committing other crimes. Therefore, I'm not in favor of Mr. Robles being granted parole, absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest at this time. Ryan, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree with you.
Therefore, I am going to make the motion to deny Mr. Robles home arrest, regular parole, or absolute discharge. At this time, I am going to also, because of the period of time he's not eligible for a parole set off, so he won't get a parole set off. I'm going to mark the reasons for his denial. This is a serious violent offense, loss of human life, multiple victims, violated previous probation or parole, had a history of continued substance abuse, a history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history. I'm going to also mark repeat offender in there because he had been incarcerated, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infraction, being that he had some in 2016. He does have a history of assaultive behavior, lack of programming when released. I'm going to say that he had a poor release plan and also poor demeanor during the hearing, no family or community support. That would be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Robles, the board is voting to deny regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge at this time. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Robles. I do want to thank you for participating in the hearing.
Okay, I'm false arrested.
Okay, sir.
For 38 years, I've been false arrested.
Okay.
On lies. It's all lies.
Okay, sir, could you put the CO3 on the phone? Mr. Ruggles, could you put the CO3 on the phone?
You put it yourself.
Yes, sir. Do you have anyone? Yes, sir.